With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Embattled Congressman George Santos faces expulsion votes in the House as a result of a resolution filed by five fellow Republican lawmakers in the New York delegation.
The House on Wednesday evening considered a Republican-led resolution to expel Congressman Santos, who maintains his innocence after being indicted on a slew of federal charges. The effort to try to remove Santos is coming from fellow GOP lawmakers in the New York delegation who argue his past lies and embellishments about his personal history and his various legal troubles make him unfit for office. Representative Anthony Desposito formally filed the expulsion resolution as privilege, which forced the House to move quickly on Santos's possible ouster. However, Desposito demanded that further proceedings be postponed until a time to be announced. Edwin Mora, Washington.
No relief for President Biden in the latest poll on his job performance. Bob Agnew reports.
In its summary for the month of October, Real Clear Politics gives the president an average approval rating of just 40.6% against 56% who disapprove. The president's highest ratings came from News Nation and Harvard Harris polls, both of which gave the president 44% approval. His lowest rankings were from Gallup, where he scored just 37% approval against 59% who say they disapprove. A CBS poll in mid-October gave the president a disapproval rating of 60%. Bob Agnew reporting.
Teachers in Portland, Oregon went on strike Wednesday, shutting down schools for some 45,000 students in Oregon's biggest city. The Portland Association of Teachers Union said it was the first ever teachers' strike in the district. Schools are closed and there's no classroom or online instruction during the strike. On Wall Street, the Dow by 221 points, the Nasdaq rose 210. This is SRN News. A transgender sports controversy in Canada.
The scene at the Richmond Hill Aquatic Center's fall swim meet outside Toronto must have seemed surreal. A 50-year-old man who is living as a woman competed in a race against 13 and 14-year-old girls. Local officials told Rebel News they couldn't keep the man out under rules established by the governing body, Swimming Canada. The man is a psychology professor at York University who studies children and youth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Kansas judge put a new state law on medication abortions on hold and blocked the state from enforcing older abortion restrictions. The order from a district judge suspends laws that have been spelled out what abortion doctors must tell patients and that require women to wait 24 hours before having an abortion. The decision will remain in effect through a trial set for the summer of next year. This is SRN News. North Korea has likely sent more than 1 million artillery shells to Russia since August to help fuel Russia's war on Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The claim is from a lawmaker who attended a closed-door audit meeting with South Korea's top spy agency. The North and Russia have been actively boosting the visibility of their partnership in the face of separate, deepening confrontations with the U.S. Their diplomacy has triggered concerns about an arms arrangement in which North Korea supplies Russia with badly needed munitions in exchange for advanced Russian technologies that would strengthen Kim Jong-un's nuclear-armed military. I'm Charles Dildesma.
The big three Detroit automakers face bigger labor costs after the strike by the United Auto Workers that could mean higher prices at car dealerships. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.